WIRX.
Yeah! All righty, good morning, 7:38, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, Yates? Folks, let's get right to it. It's election day, and your topic for the day, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township, has to do with election day. What fictional duo would make the best president-vice president combo? All right, they're running.
That's a good question.
You know, sometimes it's nice to just dream about the perfect president and vice president combo. I don't know if we've seen it yet, but you know, at least we can dream. Do you have a president vice president combo?
So I got one that's serious and one not so serious. Which one do you want first?
Give me the serious one first.
The serious one first. And I thought of this. I'm like, dude, you know what? I'd vote for him.
Okay.
Andy Griffith and Barney Fife.
Oh my God.
2020.
That's a brilliant answer.
Dude, he is so morally sound. He's such a great guy. And then you kind of got the character as vice president.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. That'd be fantastic.
And if that show does not scream America, I don't know what does.
I think that's a fantastic answer, Hunter. You know, I didn't think you'd bring anything to the table today, but you did. You brought it. Nice job, buddy.
That's it. That's the answer, bro.
That's a great answer. All right, what's your not-so-serious one?
Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro.
I don't know. That could go either way.
Here's the thing. Pedro's already got a little experience in the campaigning.
Yeah.
And the vote for Pedro.
He's held office before. He's held office. Yes. So, you know, I think that he definitely brings some political experience. And Napoleon, I mean, come on now. He works hard. You saw him with that commitment with the dance, and look what he
Absolutely.
Did. Put his mind to it. He can catch us delicious basses.
He's got bow staff skills, man.
Dude, you had two great answers. I love both of those answers. They're fantastic. I have a couple as well. I was thinking either Bo and Luke Duke. I think that'd be the Duke boys. The Duke boys would be at it again. It'd be fantastic. Or Wayne and Garth. I think that would be pretty good, too. I mean, who
would
party on Garth? I mean, come on now. Their party would be the party. And I love that, man.
Dude, that's a good one. That's a good answer. Wayne and
Or another one I was thinking, Bill and Ted. That would be another good one, too. So,
yep.
I mean, their platform would be excellent to each other. That's all you need.
Yeah, with the little guitar.
You know, the Wild Stallions down there? All right. We got some great answers on Facebook. I think you and I have done pretty damn good right now. What would be the best president vice president combo?
The breast,
you know what's on my mind. TJ said Crockett and Tubbs. Oh yeah, a little Miami Vice action. Very nice.
Crockett and Tubbs. I don't know much about Crockett and Tubbs.
They would do fantastic. And honestly, the fashion would be on point. Corey said Pinky and the Brain. I don't know. Pinky and the brain. Alicia said Michael Scott and Dwight Schrute from The Office. That would be horrible. That would
be interesting. Honestly, I think some people would take him over Trump.
But probably. I mean, a lot of people would take any of these over the people we have to choose from right now. Let's see. Rick said Calvin and Hobbes. I could get behind that.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad one.
I like Jeremy's. Jeremy said Red and Andy Dufresne from Shawshank Redemption. Well, my running mate, Andy Dufresne.
He's
a good man.
And president. 2020.
We're going to get busy living or get busy dying. Andy Dufresne, my friend. And running. I would just love to hear. I'd love to hear him talk. That's all it would be. Andy Dufresne.
Well, 2020 was pretty bad. I can't do it.
It would be funny. You know, Freeman basically has played presidents in every damn movie anyway. So. Yeah.
I'm going to meet with Kim Jong-un. He is not a friend. Not like Andy Dufresne. That's so stupid. Let's see. We'll do one more here before we take a quick break. We got plenty more to get to. Who would be the best president, vice president combo? Fictional character speaking. Matthew said Batman and Robin, the 1960s version.
Gee willikers.
I mean,
I couldn't take the cheesiness.
No.
Like, Robin, you need to drop like a bitch or something, man. You need to pony up a little bit.
If they ever got into a fight with another like political leader, world leader, it would just cut to the pow, kabang, boom. Quick, Robin.
Kaboom.
To the President Mobile. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of your fictional president and vice president combos when we come back. To the White House.
Brock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Snap. Here's another perfect combo. Maverick and Goose. Well, before Goose dies, of course.
Oh, there's a problem across seas? Here, let me hop in my jet. We'll go take care of it real quick.
Let me and Goose take care of it. Inverted, too. Anyway, it is your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What fictional duo would make the best president-vice president combo? We got some awesome.
Real quick, another serious one that I think would be good. Listen to this one, Brock.
All right, I'm listening.
Fox Mulder and Dana Scully.
Oh, nice. Nice.
From the X-Files. David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
We might get down to the bottom of what's going on with Area 51. The truth is out there. The truth is out there, man. That would just play in the background every time they walk in.
They're walking up to the podium.
Yeah. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Blake had a good answer. He said Captain America and Black Panther. I mean, come on now. Who would mess with us? Nobody.
Kicking some ass.
Dan, Cody, and Bobby all had mine there. Wayne and Garth, Bill and Ted, Bone, Luke, Duke. Becky said Ace and Gary.
Oh.
The ambiguously gay duo. Hey, they fought crime, and they were good guys. You know what? Good guys.
And honestly, right now it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd choose those two. They're great.
Great.
Billy said Rocky and Bullwinkle. I don't know about that. Rocky was kind of dumb, wasn't he? Or Bullwinkle. Bullwinkle was dumb.
They're both pussies.
I like Travis. He said his best president and vice president duo, Starsky and Hutch. Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
Sliding across hoods.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need a motorcade of cars when you got that sweet Torino cruising around.
God, the president that's a burnout every time he leaves the races, man.
He jumped the White House fence. What the hell is going on here?
I kind of like him.
Lloyd said Jay and Silent Bob. You know, not bad. A lot more
effort. Selling drugs outside of the White House.
$15, little man.
Little man.
Angela said Tom and Jerry. Not bad. They fight a lot, though, but maybe that's what you need. Eric said Scooby and Shaggy.
Zoinks, like we're getting bombed.
What, bro?
Okay, Scoob, what are we going to do about it?
Scoob. Oh, no. Let's see.
Nuki like a catastrophe.
What would be the best president-vice president combo, fictionally speaking? Aaron said Walter White and Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, boy.
Selling meth out of the White House.
The White House would be that trailer that they had. It would be a great duo.
Maybe not bad. I don't know. Badass guys. I mean, Walter White's not a pussy.
No, he's not. You know? He'll look you in the eye and tell you how it is. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It'd be a good combo.
Josh said Smokey and what was the other guy's character from Friday?
Oh, Craig
and Smokey. Come on, Craig. Because it's Friday, we're in the White House, we ain't got anything to do.
Damn.
You got Nash
Robinson.
All right, I would like that. That would be fun.
That would actually be pretty hilarious.
Brandon said Shake and Bake. You know, you got Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton Jr.
That would be hilarious. Or how about the Spartan cheerleaders with Will Ferrell and Sherry?
Oh, there you go. There
they
you
could
go.
Just cheer for America the 4 years.
We'd all be pepped up, man. They'd be just keeping us all positive all the time.
You know?
You know what? Look, not to make light of our current situation, but all these answers I think are fantastic. I think we'd be pretty well off with any of these answers. Any single one of them.
How about Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza? I have no idea what's going on with the country.
What's the deal with the White House? Is it white? Is it a house? What's the deal? The Oval Office. Why not put corners on it? That's so stupid. That's the dumbest thing. What's the deal?
Right. The Kramer flying into the Oval Office.
Kramer would be he'd be the Secretary of State. I think that would be good. We make Kramer Secretary of State. Elaine can be the Speaker of the House. You know, I think it's perfect.
Hey, Jerry, I think there's something going on.
What would Newman be?
Oh, my God. He would be like, he'd be like Kim Jong, dude.
No. Newman, he'd be the Postmaster General. It's perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. We got this figured out, folks. Newman. All right. We got to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show. What's the deal with the election? Is it on? Is it off? Who's going to win?
What's the deal?
All right. We'll be back.